It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To the phones we go. Shane right now in Deptford. Shane, good morning, buddy.
Morning. Shane's in New York.
Hold on. Shane, Phillies fan in New York, right?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I just moved here for work, so I'm in enemy territory for a while, which sucks, but, you know, I get to watch my Phillies beat down the Mets tonight.
Good.
I'm fired up.
By the way, New Yorkers stink, right? Like, they have bad body odor and all that. That's real, right?
It's awful. Yeah. It's awful. And actually, some Phillies, Mets, Eagles, Giants, and Eagles, Ravens this year. So this is like the first time I'm in enemy territory for all of my life, and I'm going to 3 of them. So I'm taking it with my arms wide open,
good.
And I'm excited.
Good for you, my man. Well, listen.
Get after it.
Root hard tonight, man. This is a big one. So,
absolutely. But a couple things I want to say. If Bryce Harper can play 162 playoff games, he'd be the best baseball player of all time. I mean, the guy just gets locked in big moments. And you just see it in his eyes. Like you watch him during the regular season. You watch him in the playoffs. He just looks different at the plate. So I love his prowess. But I think the offensive struggles, like, you know, in the playoffs, it's tough to hit. Like, guys have their nastiest stuff. I'm not attributing that to, like, Judge's struggles or anything, but pitching wins in the playoffs.
Well, you face better – look, Shane, you face better pitchers in the postseason. I mean, the teams that are in the postseason have good pitchers.
Absolutely. That's why I was begging for a shutdown reliever at the trade deadline. I mean, hindsight's 20/20. What we got in Austin Hayes is not great.
Look, they got enough. They're supposed to have enough relievers. I mean, if you've got 5, you're supposed to trust. You're not supposed to need a 6th. You know, I think, listen, Shane, here's what I'll say right now as it relates to the trade deadline, and you're going to see it tonight. Austin Hayes, what has he got? Yeah. What has he got?
Be helpful.
Do or die.
I mean, he is going to start tonight. He's going to get a lot of at bats. What has he got?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, I think it is Phillies in 5. Again, super excited. And I think this team just has a different mentality than any other team in the playoffs. And we know that. We've seen that. And at some point, that's going to show its head. It showed its head a little bit on Sunday.
Well, we'll see. All right, Shane, give me an answer. Quintessential 80s.
I'm thinking music, and it's Halloween season, Ghostbusters.
That's a good answer as well. I like that answer. All right, 215.
Although Ghostbusters has been pretty popular and getting remade lately.
But it's heyday.
A bunch of new ones.
He said the song, though. He was talking about the song, he said, right? I was thinking the music is what
he said. Did he say the song?
He said music.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I think he was mentioning how the music was a big part of it. It was a good part of it.
Yeah, no, it was part of it. Right, by the way, again, give us the best answer by the end of the show. We'll go rapid fire at the end where we turn too quickly and you can weigh in. Quintessential 80s, a who or what, 215-592-9494.
By the way, there's a picture making the rounds on social media. It looks like you and BG and John Ritchie took a picture.
There was a photograph taken.
Yeah, the people are responding. Goober is the top response for Joe DiCamera here.
Goober.
Well, how do you know it's about Joe?
Yeah,
not about BG.
Well, let me ask you.
Let
me ask you a question before you read that.
Sure.
So Ava was talking about, because I'm in the full Phillies uniform today, and of course Ritchie was a pro athlete, and Brandon Graham is a pro athlete, and there was consideration of the caption being like two athletes and the other guy. So that's why the goober, because I don't think goober would otherwise be said, but I think
I think it would.
I'm on two athletes
and a goober. One person says, BG, I'm embarrassed for you, my guy. Standing with a grown non-athletic man in a Phillies uniform he hasn't washed in years. What an absolute laughing stock.
Well, I don't wash it. My mom washes.
Jerry said it's just pathetic.
Not something to promote.
Cringe is something that's been said.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And let's remember, guys.
I disagree, Joe.
Well, thank you,
Joe.
Well,
I'll give you one. There's one response that you will like.
Okay.
And I'll tell you it. Okay. WIP and Studia says.
Stud in the middle, right?
The three people in that photo have a combined 262 wins and beat the Hammer. Legendary.
I appreciate that. I do. We also have a combined one strip sack in the Super Bowl from Tom Brady.
That's true.
You figure out who got it. All right. Let's talk to Jack Fritz. Why? Because he's in New York right now. They're going to do their show from New York today.
They're doing their show from Citi Field today. How about that?
How about that? All right. To New York we go, where the Phils and the Mets will play a game in about, 7.5 hours, something like that. Fritz is on the scene. What's up, Fritz?
Well, currently, I'm stuck in freaking traffic on the turnpike. This is the worst place on earth. I hate New York City. And I need a Met to wear one tonight. I'm mad. I'm angry. I need a Met to wear one. I hope it's Brandon Nimmo.
So you want that Nimrod plunked. Is it a ribs or a neck shot that you're throwing at him?
Neck shot? What is wrong with you?
I mean, neck shot sounds a little dangerous.
This guy might have said some junk to JT or Sanchez the other day. It might be time for one in the neck.
I guess we don't promote that on the air, maybe.
Yeah, listen, we're all class on this radio station, so I say ribs. Need one in the ribs.
All right.
Classy.
You're still up there. I mean, you're going up there. I can't ask you about the vibe up there yet because you're not there, right?
Not yet. I'm working. We're working our way up there. But given
are you tardy? Right now, aren't you supposed to be there? Like right now,
we're not on the air for 4.5 hours.
Yeah, but Seltzer, I thought the whole point of getting Fritz on is he's going to give us the vibe from New York City, and he's sitting in New Jersey. I can tell you what it's like to be in a traffic jam in New Jersey.
Do you really need a vibe in New York City?
Yeah, I want to know if their fans are confident or not.
New York. You've been in New York City. You think that can he get any vibe from just standing around New York?
Well, you talk to people. You be a reporter. Put the big J hat on.
In New York City? Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Right?
I'll tell you what's going on in New York City. It's a lot of people wearing Yankees hats. That's what's going on in New York City.
There's that, too. There's that, too. All right, Jack. All jokes aside. Let me ask you a question, Jack. Which do you feel more... 7.5 hours from first pitch, excitement or nervousness?
Nervousness. And what makes me the most nervous is how freaking confident everyone is in Aaron Nola. Like, this is the still Aaron Nola that we never trust in any big spot for the last couple of years. Can someone tell me that he's going to get shelled tonight so I know what city I'm currently in? I feel like everyone's saying the same thing. Nola's going to shove tonight. And I'm confident in Nola, too. But, my God, it's just everyone... This is what we did in game one. When we get overconfident, that's when we start getting my worry.
We're a good team, Jack. Nola's going to shove. He'll give up like a solo home run.
Stop.
A solo home run doesn't mean he didn't shove. The offense just needs to get in gear,
Jack,
too.
All right, here's what I'd say about Nola in the postseason. He obviously faltered in 2022 the longer it went. When he pitched, I think it was in the World Series, that was one of his worst outings, is my recollection. But for the most part, through two postseasons, he's been pretty damn good, man. You can't act like he's getting blown up left and right the last 2 years.
Yeah, I'm not. Believe me, he's been really good early in the postseason. And we know. I mean, last year kind of fell apart late in that Arizona series. So I hope tonight he channels what he did in Game 2 out in St. Louis in 2022. It's a similar spot, similar stadium, but this is a different. I mean, the Phillies, you know, I think Busch Stadium is probably the most, like, true raucous crowd they've played in. I mean, some of the atmospheres they played in on the road the last few postseasons have been kind of cupcakes. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
I mean, Houston was a joke, Arizona was a joke, San Diego. I mean, this is a big step up in kind of tenacity tonight in City Field.
No, that's true. Well, look, the good news for you is if you get lippy, you got like Reese right next to you, and he can knock out a couple people.
I was Jack that way in Houston in game one.
Jack cannot.
Jack, you can knock people out.
Jack has size, but he's a wuss.
Wait a second.
I've never been in a fight. I'm not a fighter.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the funny thing is you're not a lover. You're not a lover either. You're not a lover or a fighter. I mean, you seem. What are you?
Kind of put together. Like, you were an athlete.
Yeah.
I'm sort of surprised. Yeah, and I'm not.
You're a pacifistic athlete guy. That's cool.
Listen, my guy Jackie Moon always said, "Everyone love everyone," and that's where I'm at. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
All right, okay. Listen.
So you love the Mets fans?
All right, Jack. Good question, John.
There you go,
Jack. Have your head on a swivel tonight, but root hard, my man. Enjoy it. Yeah. We'll hear you later
today.
After him. All right, bud. Thank you, Jack.
It's a business trip.
All right, see
that's
going to
be ugly for them with the Mets fans walking by them.
I'm entirely aware.
I will be glued to the radio to hear that chaos.
And Spike left their station. He left their city. But Spike also called that the Mecca, right, James? Like, what am I to do with that?
Yeah, outrageous from Spike Gaskin, if we're being honest.
So now it's like, I don't know.
Oh, got to go up to the Mecca. Ooh.
So you're going to go hang out with Boomer Esiason up there?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
My God.
Noted Mets fan, Boomer Esiason. Let's not forget. Big-time Mets fan, Boomer.
With that said, on a game day. Let's hype it up. Let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
I want to apologize to the Phillies, the entire fan base, the Delaware Valley, the Philadelphia area, on how wrong I was on my time's yours message. Anybody that thinks we're going to win this series is in a fantasy world. Obviously, they started swinging in the zone, and now they're going to win the series. My apologies to everybody. Go Phillies!
That's kind of funny, actually. That's good work by
Rector
putting that together.
I wish I was as optimistic as WIP is. I listened all day to every show, all the callers. It seems like they won the World Series. Last time I checked, they were two meatballs away from being down 0-2. They're 1-3 in their last four best home field advantage kind of thing. And the Mets have their ace go in game three. I must be missing something. I don't feel nearly as confident as everybody else.
Ye of little faith. You know, sometimes when you have your ace up, it doesn't work out for you either. That's happened to us recently.
Well, it has. All right, let me just say two things. One, I actually vibe with your point a little bit. Like, we should not be overconfident at all, and I'm not overconfident. I think the Phillies will win, but it's not like it's a dramatic difference. But here's what I'll say, and I like this. Number two, greater than number one. The Phillies' number two pitcher is better than the Mets' ace. And that's part of what gives me confidence.
I think the Phillies split in New York. They wrap it up here by the weekend. Game five, Wheeler, no doubt.
Well, listen, if you get there, you got a good shot. And again, just one more time. We did this yesterday. Rhea, you take a split in New York or you don't?
No, I said I would take a split.
And James, you were?
I would not take it, but I expect it. I think it's going five, but I would not take a split.
And John, remind me where you were when we discussed this yesterday. I hand you a split. Do you take it or throw it back?
Yes, I expect that's what we'll have to do.
Because of Wheeler, you trust that scenario?
Yes, it does get scary.
Friday would be a scary show.
I'm fine with going Aaron Nola and Sanchez and then Wheeler in the next series.
All right. I mean, I'll tell you what. If we do the nervous or excited Friday.
Oh, buddy.
Entering a game
five. I think we know our topic already, but I think everyone's going to be nervous.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Joey. It's your mother again. You look so cute in your baseball costume. I washed it for you and fixed your socks. You look so silly. Have a great day. Love you, Bunny.
Thank you. Well,
your mom calls it a
mom,
costume.
Mom, I appreciate that. Look, the uniform, I'm leaning in, guys. Now, I need them to do it this year because this thing might go the way of the dodo bird if they lose after this.
Why?
Well, yeah, because it'll be three times. No, yeah. If it doesn't work this year, this whole thing is done.
I mean,
yeah,
this
it's just what it is.
This is a big deal. I'm leaning in. I need the Phillies to lean in. With that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
The big thing, obviously, tonight is Aaron Nola. I mean, there's no player more important in a baseball playoff game than the starting pitcher, just the way it goes. He's going to have the ball in his hands. He's got major responsibility. Joe Conklin, as he did last year, but this year with a twist, getting us ready for a specific game, a moment. Nola in New York has dialed up Nola, or should I say Lola, or should I say Conklin?
From up in Queens to down in Old Soho, they know the Mets are gonna lose. Yes, it's time to go, Aaron Nola, and now L.A. Nola. The guy's gonna lead us as we bounce back. Aaron's on the hill as the Mets get whacked because of Nola. And now L.A. Nola. No, 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 Nola. Yeah, sit down, Mets. Time to say goodnight. Nola's at his best when the lights are bright. Picks his teammates up, puts them on his back. Great to see the Phillies Mets attack. Well, we've got the world's most passionate fans, even up in Queens. We'll be in the stands cheering Nola. No, 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 Nola. No, 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 Nola. Birds will be birds, but I'm psyched for the Phils. It's a fired up, jacked up, pumped up town with friggin' Nola. And no, well, ain't Nola. He's gonna pick us up like he did before. Mow the Mets down, show them the door. Aaron Nola takes us by the hand. Everyone sees it and they understand. The Mets have the world's most obnoxious fans. They stink real bad like a garbage can. But we got Nola. And now L.A. Nola. No, 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 Nola.
Tell you what, I'm getting increasingly fired up here. Man, it's a big moment in Philadelphia sports tonight. We want to thank Conklin, obviously, major contribution to the show. Make sure you see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra, Cherokee High School, on Saturday, October 26th, and also at the Media Theater on State Street and Media on Saturday, November 16th. Conklin is phenomenal. His shows, it's the story of Philly sports through music. Get tickets at joeconklin.com.
And of course, Conklin's Comedy Night in 360 at Parks Casino next Thursday, October 17th. See Taylor Mason from America's Got Talent. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20, include a free drink. Tickets at joeconklin.com.
All right, we're getting low on time here, so we unfortunately got to get right to naming a winner for Quintessential Ladies. Can't turn two today because we're low on time. Here's what we got, Quintessential Ladies. Remember, earlier today we said who or what. Doesn't have to be the most prominent, but something like when you think of this person or thing, you really think of the 80s. Michael Jackson was big, obviously, but also across another decade. Same thing with Madonna. MTV was really big in the 80s.
MTV is a massive answer.
Might win. Montana's a big answer. The DeLorean is a big answer. AIDS is a big answer. WrestleMania and Corey Feldman are big answers. I lean MTV.
MTV and Corey Feldman are my two favorites.
Yeah. MTV.
MTV?
Yeah. Yep.
MTV got it. Gary, first caller today. Once we put that topic out, Gary, nice job with the winning answer.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.